from Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
We all know the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chof Tes, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ber Shmuel Ber Shelas, who is an Einikel of Homan, as I say every year, Amar. With Baruch Hashem, Lom Tevim Ebrak, Shmuel Ber Shelas. Amar Rav, Kishem Shemi Shenichnas Ov, Mematim Besimcho, Kach Mi Shenichnas Odor, Marvin Besimcho. All the Meforshim and Medayi, what's the Kishem, Kach? Why is one totally in the other? They're two separate, disparate Dinim. It's the Kedushas Levi says, a Meuridika principle. We say in Kedushas Kesser on Shabbos, Hein go alti eschem achres kereshus. As Levi Nissen is a chodesh mesugel for Geula, the Nissen nigelu, but it's not seasonally gol. Is as so too is chodesh Adar is mesugel to Geula. And therefore, the Sfas Emma says, therefore, Mishenichtes Odor Marvin Besimcha, because with what could give joy to a Yiddish heart, Yismach is the same Oisius as Mashiach, when comes cool. Asheral came, the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, to look forward to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Takrovas HaKarbonis, is Dafka in the Mashmiyah Mal HaShkolem, is Dafka Rish Chodesh Adar. And that is the Simcha of the day. Now who could be Margish, the Simcha, the Eir of Geula, the Eir of Mashiach? Kishen, to that extent, that one is Misabel Al Yerushalayim, so your mematim b'simcha in Chodesh Av is kach to that same degree. Your marbe b'simcha, and you already feel the kedusha of Yerushalayim b'soyis kol haaretz. And this inyan that the Kedushas Levi says, emes is marich, hengo alti eschem achras kereishis is geboit, is that it's meyusir on a principle in Sfarim Hakdoshim, say for Yetzira, that no soifon b'tchiloson v'tchiloson b'soifon. In life, the top, the beginning, is always automatically connected to the last. Like we say in Chodoydi, Seif Maise B'machshav V'tchil. And this is true in every Bechinim. Last week we discussed Olam Shana Nefesh, Oshem. It's true in terms of people, it's true in terms of time, it's true in place of space. Let me give you a dugma. Always the highest and the lowest are always connected. Principle. Example, this Shabbos is the Shabbos, the Gevaldige Shabbos. Shabbos Shkolim. Shkolim is 480, which is Gematria of Amich Kulam Tzadikim, which is Gematria of Mishpotim Imakel the Parsha, the Mesadr Dinayu Kadmein, which is Gematria 480, Dor HaAchron, the final Dor, our generation, the last generation of Golas, the first generation of Gula, which is Gematria B'nei Don Chushim. I said many times to the Mashkiach, Kalsuch and Amunas Etecha Keseder, that Shave that the month of Adar, which is the last of the 12 months, is Keneged Shave Adon, Vachroina Yiso, the Ma'asiv Holamachin is for all those people, all those things that are lost, which 480 is also Begimachi, Ze Einenu Shoivili, that after Haman's Gedulim at Al Sigornish Vert, because Mordechai doesn't bow down, and Yidin will have a Sosn Vesibra, Al Gutazachin. And therefore, Tzadikim said, Dafka. Purim, the month of Adar, is the month for the lowly people. For the, it says in the Mashkiach Kachsach, it says by Amalek, it says Vayizonev Becho. Tzadikim said Vayizonev Becho et uns gemacht azoy klein. He sort of tried to shrink, to diminish the stature, the etzem gadlus that every Yid has. Who does he chapel with? Not with Moshe Rabbeinu. He chapters the Vayizonev Becho anechasholim acharecho. The Shmerulach, the Shmazolim, the Botosna Oran, Shevet Don, the guys at the end of the queue. The MS Toysfus says, I'm reading the Toysfus says that Haman HaRasha wanted to give Aseres, Alofim, Kikir, Kesef, Lishkel, Ginze HaMelech. So Toysfus is the head of Dr. Zion, the Chamati, that the Aseres, Alofim, Kikir, Kesef, the Cheshbin of Machzor HaShekel for the Shishim Riba, the Eden of Israel. Okay, we'll talk about the Cheshbin later. Right there. Kadosh Barab. Right? So, the Mashkiach says, Bekitzu, right? That Be'emes, Azoi, if you, the Cheshbon of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Machzor, for the Shkol and the Parashat Bekud, everything fits. Except if you remember Moshe Rabbeinu, we discussed this countless times, I'm not repeating it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ve'esoelef, yeah? He couldn't remember what happened to 1,700 and, yeah, whatever, Shkol. They were lost. He couldn't make a Cheshbon. Why couldn't Moshe make a cheshbon? Because these were the neshamas of the Shevet Don people, the Nachsholim, the Shmerulach, the guys at the end of the queue. And he was clearing whether or not they have a sheiches to Melechus HaMishkan to Asherah HaShechin. And what did the end Moshe Rabbeinu made them? Vovim la'amudim. A vov, as we said many times, means the Magen says, a chibur. He was mechaber them to Kli Kodesh, v'tziper Rasheim v'chishak oisem. He gave into the neshamas and the muches, our neshamas from achros hayomim, a cheshek for avodas Hashem. And therefore, Avraham Shor takes this idea further, and he says, therefore, throughout the Megillah, how do we call? What name do we have for Yidden, for Kol Yisrael? They're not called Yeshurun, which is the highest level. They're not called Yisrael. They're not even called Yankiv Miloshen Egev. They're called Yehudim. Yehudim are, they have no other Maila, except that the Gemara says in Megillah, why are they called Yehudim? Kol HaKoyfer B'Avayitazor and Nikri Yehudim. I'll tell you the famous word from the Tzarkover. It's a famous word, Kedoshim Tiyu. It's a very famous word. Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kedoshim Yashem Alikechem. A person reaches the Madreg of Kedusha. Wow. Says the Abishar, I'm with you. Next Pasuk, Ima Yvav Tiro, Vizkapteh Tishmairu. A Madreg of Kedusha, Kedoshim Hotanish. From Rigid. Okay? Says the Rebishter Ani Hashem Likechem. Then there's a third pasuk. Right? Al Tifnu El Alilim, when they came as Echel is Asalachem, Ani Hashem Likechem. You're not an Ovid Avay Dezora. You're a Kuifer of Avay Dezora. Says the Rebishter, I'm with you also. And therefore, one of the psichas in the Gemara Megillah, to the whole understanding of the Megillah, right, is v'rochel afse oretz es Yeshua salikenu. Even those people who are b'vchinas efes, zero, null, garnished, they also see the Yad Hashem, and therefore we speak about the machtes shekel. Shekel is 430. What's a half of 430? 215. 215 is gimatria v'adal lo yamit. There's a person who is a dal. In every bechin, Aber says Nali Melech, if you're a dal, if you're a dal, we're all a dal. That's who we are today. V'hadal lo yamid, don't make yourself so nidrik. Don't consider yourself so lowly, so unworthy, right? Because every yid, oh, gerade interessant. What's the gematria of the word atzus? Atzvus, depression, sadness, melancholy. No, Rabbi Shneimer, where are you when I need you? What?
No.
What are you talking about?
5, 6, 8.
Okay. What's the gematria of Simcha? 353. What's the difference between 368 and 353? 215. Half of shekel, max the shekel, which is the hadal lo yamit. A person who realizes, even though Bechin is Dal, or as I've discussed countless times, there's such chshivas, that the such nachas ruach, that the Eibishter gets from our generation, the ikvot of the Mashiach, the heel that doesn't understand, the heel that doesn't feel, from deswegen, the Eib gewaldige nachas ruach, the Eibishter has from the Yidin in Achrus Hayom. I said many times, the Mittler Rebbe says in Teres Chaim, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Adayoyim Achrin, as Chazal Teich, right? And he saw the generation of ikvot of the Mashiach, mamish, nobody's, klotzes, right? When Afel became after Holocaust and suffering and sorrows, Yidin are still maminim b'nei maminim. Is Moshe Rabbeinu Gevara Olof? Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke 40 days when he compared himself to our generation, Moshe Rabbeinu became an Olof. That's taken as far as Maklish. Is what is the chilik between Atzlus and Simcha that he realized Vadal Yamt? And therefore, it says in Sforin that Haman wanted to be Shoykul Aseris Lof of Kesef. Al Ginze Hamelech Lo'ovdom. Vavdom, right? And it says over there, Al Yehudim. If you remember, it's a Kriyan Ksiv. Yehudim is written with an extra Yud. Says the Kumarna in the Sefer, an extra Yid that represents the Nekuda of Yiddishkeit, which is in Ginze HaMelech by the Rabbeinu Shalom, which you can't destroy. And therefore, in what schus came the whole Geula of Purim? In the schus of those 1,735 or 50 shkolim that you couldn't remember, didn't seem to have a shekhes, that's what saved Kal Yisrael, and that was the hifichah hiktim shkol lehem of the low, the guys in the bottom of the barrel, the shkolim that overpowered Haman. in the Kudah Pnimis, and therefore the whole din of Purim is Chayiv Inish Lebesume Bepuria. Why to drink? Because you have a principle. The Gemara says Erev Nichnas Yayin. Yet the purpose of Purim is the Sui that's within every Yid should be Nisgal. That's why in Purim we wear fancy dress, costumes, masks to show that the way a person appears Bechitzonius is not the way a Yid is in Pnimis. Derech Agav, who was the Amira who was Megala Chayiv Inish Lebesume Bepuria? Hello, Earth. It's not in the Mishnah. Rova. Why Rova? Gerade interessant, der Agav. Rova was a Gilgul, was in Loit. Merum is in Psukim. In Loit, Loit was the first shikr that we know of. The second shikr after Noach. Right? But the Gemara says, just der Agav. The Gemara says, in Sahedim Tassamach Gimel, Itmar, ha'oivir ha'avei disgachovim me'hava v'yira. So Abaye says he's Chayiv, Rava says he's Potter. And here was the Shtachmul Lutzelim, Al Kaponim Lifnim, right? Therefore, Rava is the man the Omer, the Chayiv Inish Lubisume Bepuria, that the inner part of a Yid is. So that, I'm just giving you, Akseya Mazleg, as they say in French. Just you see that in Nefesh, right? Then those, Chiloson Vesoifim, Vesoifim Chiloson, Hang out as from Achris Kedashis, that the lowliest generation of Ixus and Mashiach really has a Shaykhus to the highest generations. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Bekasha every year himself. Just like that's true in Nefesh, so too is true in Zman. Therefore, as the Holy Rishner brings, Adar is the furthest month away from Nisan. Nisan is the Chmilosh Nes, Nisan the Tzirof is Yisbuk HaShemayim, the Sagal HaOretz, Shem Havayah, Rachman Kipshutai. And Adar is furthest away from the Sheirish, the Mamash HaHester B'teich HaStorah, Mamash HaTzimtzum. And therefore, what did Esther try to do? Right? She says, Emal HaMelech, Melech HaMelechim, Toiv, Yovoy HaMelech, the Homon Hayoim, which is Rosh Tevis Havaya Kipshuta, UKVK, like Nisan. She was trying to be Mamshik, the Nisim of Nisan, into Adar, which is the end of the lowest of low. And therefore, what is Adar? There's Dalus, there's Dal and Aresh, which is Dalus and Roshus. And you bring the Aleph, the Aleph is the first, the beginning, the Rishon Hulachem. Nisan, you don't gotta be a genius to work out, because Friedman speaks about this. Everyone says, the whole 3 days of fasting that Esther has to go into the Melech, Shaloi Kiddos, when did this happen? Pesach. So you're worried. That's, you know, Jews, I hate to be Mechatrik and Eden, but Eden and time don't seem to get on. Go to any flight there as well. Right? The firmer you are, the time, you know, escapes. Right? Ever since Bar Sinai. Here, 11 months before, already there's fasting, Yemavatel HaSeder, Metal Koisis, Matzah, right? Because the whole purpose was to be Mamshich, the Nisim of Nisim, for the next 11 months around in Tadar, to Mekasher. And that's why it says, she uses the word in Kapitel Chav Aleph, no. It's like David HaMelech said, Hoshana, on Hashem Yishia, no, Atzlicha, no. No is Nisim Adar. To be Mamshich, the Kedusha of Nisim. That's what Rashi says. Why is Mishenichnis Adar Marbin B'Simcha? Because now comes Yimei Simcha, Purim and Pesach. In other words, in the Goyisha world, as Art Scroll always puts it, Rabbi Art Scroll, whoever he is, history is linear. It's a line. You go from 1066 to, you go further and further. By Yidin, history is round. And that is the secret that when Haman made the poor to fall out in the month of Adar, Samach, and you know that Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever. But he didn't know that Bezayin Ba'adar, Bezayin Ba'adar Noyla, the famous Farish Lema, when Moshe Rabbeinu seems to have passed away from the world, boy, b'sho, Jewish history is not linear, it's secular, whatever the word is in English, right? From Adar, you go, you go back from Nisan and Pesach, Purim and Pesach are one of the same. So the top and the bottom, Nisan and Adar, are related. Hello, just like the neshamas of our generation, the Shevet Dom people, that's connected to the beginning of time. And that's also benegeya to Mokim, in the third bechina of geography. I wanted to speak about this, but I don't think I'm going to have time to. Last week I spoke, I said a vort, and everyone was like, I could see everyone's eyebrows. I said, America is gematria po'er. Everyone looked at me like I'm, found 100,000, I have a whole Rishima that I wrote for myself on this, you know, America po'er. I have no time to elaborate. The Nekuda, maybe next week, because I have some more time. the nekuda of it is, I've said many, many times, that it says, and Yedu'el Rabban Ruchayim Vital, every school child knows this today, the whole Sforim printed on the subject, that even though generally the fourth Golas we're in now is the Golas Edoim, but we know Ruchayim Vital, Bekumaleinu Odom, before Mashiach comes, Vaiter, there'll be a Schabrus of Edoim and Yishmol, which is symbolized that the Esav went to Yishmol and he took Bosmas, Aksum Sofer, there's from the Groz, unbelievable, like wow stuff on it. Which means that even though Esav comes from, Edom comes from the Gevuras of Yitzchak, he's into Ritzicha, his blood, etc., Besoif Yomov, Golus Edom, which should be murderers and whatever, they take from the from Yishmol, which in Ruchnius, all of Megalamukis and Aribui Mekoimus, Ainsfire in Megalamukis. They take from the, what is Yishmol? Yishmol is Ben Avram. Right? Hello? Shem Ma Rabu Tzorai. Right? Work out the Gematrius. Rabu is Gematria Yitzchok, which is Esav is Ben Yitzchok, and Tzorai is Ben Avram. Hello? In the end of Golos, there's a chibur of the klippa of Edom, which is bloodshed and gvuris of psoilus of Yitzchok. Is mischaber with the psoilus of Avram, which is niuv and old Yishmol. No, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Asora Kabin Snus Bala Oilam and Yishmol took 9, probably the 10th one they stole, right? Right, and that is the clip of when countries. I have no time to. Ramot Chazilber from Stichin. I would love to speak about this like a Givaldic. He says, whenever you see there's a tzora in Kol Yisrael, the tzora is mezachich eaten, and afterwards there's a gewaldige gilui of the depth of the profundity of Torah. After Rabbi Akiva is killed, and gefarlich, whatever, and there's a redifus of Kol Yisrael, then Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochoi comes, and he's megalad esharhanun. Shanu midoysay shemidoysay trumiyus mitrumiyus mitrumiyus Rabbi Akiva, which the Yav Shalom the Abdurov says, that's the shara chamish. That Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochoi was megalad, you do. After that was right before the fifth millennia, which is Midas Ahoy, Kol Yom Dove, which is Fashlos. Right after, 1,000 years later, comes the Ramban, Berach B'Yomov, and so he's Megala de Zoyer and Pnimius and Sisrek Torah. I once told you the story of the Rekeach Gevaldik, and that was right after the Crusades and terrible Tzoros and Redifus. Then came Gerus Svards, Reishon and Beis, 1492 Limisporum, right? And then came afterwards the Gili of the Arizal and Tzfas. That's it. And then came Tachtat, then came the Rosh Hemtiv. Then came the Yamenu Elu, and then came the Hagira to America. And America was a Trefa Medina. When the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, he launched a program that people should learn in the street when you walk to say Mishnayis Palpeh. Why Mishnayis Palpeh? L'tayr es avir. I'll tell you a story. The Jews in America, most of them were reformer, whatever. The Akimits of Erlich Yidin, they sent a Mishlachas, Mechubodim, to Europe to go and find out Pesar Rav. The people need Adrocha, need them. So they went to Poland, and they went to the Bshila Belzer, the middle of Belzer Rebbe. And the Belzer Rebbe told him, you're not going to find, don't go here. Poland's your wrong search. Poland's the most Chassidisha, and a Chassidisha Rav will never go to America. Right? Why? Because Chassidim is a Kabbalah that wherever there were Tzadikim, Tzadikim will retire the Avir. By the way, Derek, it's connected to another word from Sheila Belzer. If you remember, by Midian, it says, after the Maisa Poer, rather, Tzroer Esa Midian, Taich Rashi, what's Tzroer? It's a Rashi, Kamoy Zachar Vishomer, Ayev, hate them. So the Belzer Rebbe asked, why do you have to hate Midian? You're going to kill them, you're going to murder them. They're not going to be alive, but you got to hate them. He said, even after you kill your Sina, or through their machshavas royes, their machshavas tmeis, the metam of the avir, the whole ethos, I don't know, the ether becomes polluted, becomes defiled. So even after you kill them, you still have to hate them, which is the cherev that they shouldn't be mashpia on mentally, emotionally on it. So he said he in Poland, Kiyadul, I'll give you just one more. There's hundreds of stories, the Chafchai and the Klizmerg, Hol Arichas, or the Kiyadul and the Rabbi Meilech and the Rabbi Zusha went on their goals. They came to the border. Anyone who was, I'll give you just one example. The city called Biala in Poland, on one side of a little river. On the other side of the little river is a city called Beilitz. In Biala was full of Sidim, Anshei Maisa, Lomdim, Ir Molech, Chavim V'Safrim. And the other side was a reformer in Maskil. There was a little river between them. Makara, when Reb Zusha and Reb Melech came, they were the whole Biala to Tshuva, Mamish, the Madregas, and they were going together to cross the little bridge, to cross the river, to the other side. Mamish, one city bets. Shepachayim knew the city. And the Samach Mem stood with him with a cheriv, and leitaver bi pen bacheriv eitzi likrosech. Reb Zusha wanted to go afal pikein. The Rabbi Meilech, they asked this, no, and they chozer macharei. They didn't go. And for hundreds of years afterwards, this was a city molech sidim anshe ma'isa yireim and shleimim, and this was a city molech kofrim minim apikurz. So the Belzer Rebbe told this mishlachas to send the chassidish Rav from Poland to America to New York. To go to Litta. They went to Vilna and they sent Rabbi Yankov Yosef, who was one of the four greatest talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And if you know the history of New York Jewry, the minim chief rabbi, got sorus tourists from the Freier, from the socialist, from the forward, from all the Shvartyorin, the butchers, another guy called himself chief rabbi. They asked him, who made you chief rabbi? He said, the sign painter. That was a matter of Hefker Petrich with anarchy. And he died with terrible. People didn't want to go into a place with Tom. Then Tzadikim came, onus al pi adibur, right? And their whole avodah was to matar. What was for the tumah of America? There's a whole shmooze in itself. It's not what I want to talk about. Was pa'oyer. Pa'oyer is, I'll explain it one day, was moisers. It's the lowest of low. It's a form of avodah. It's nus or and it's moisers. Things which are psoilus. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the lowest possible avodah, which is the luxus and the materialism and the of America. I don't got to go further. And Dafka, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, that will be the last stop of Torah before it goes back to Eretz Yisrael, before Mashiach comes. And I have a whole bunch of rayas and gematrias, but all I'm trying to point out is this idea. So America is like the Akev. The Alter Rebbe once said, there was no Matan Torah begol in Chotzi Kadur Hatach. Not the lower, like from the equator, east-west. In the western hemisphere, there was Matan Torah, but there was no gilui of this Matan Torah. So therefore, it's a very shvera bira, very shvera klipa, right? It's avira tome, gusha tome, and therefore, but that is the last avoid of the kibbutz, of the nitzutas of kedusha, of the whatever, in the avoid in America. It's a very, and from there, shtam to gul, as you do in Svarm. I'll give you one story. Oh, there's a great rabbi called Shmigrad Rebbe, and he wrote that, there's many stories, that the Divrei Chaim, there's two versions of this, but the Divrei Chaim, once by Shvi'ishul Pesach, by Shabbos, he took the Becher, and he was like, he fell into a dveikus, and he was out of the world. Like, for 10 minutes, he was not in this normal thing. He comes back, and he says, the last stop, Mashiach will come from America. So later in life, the Gorlitzer, who was the Klausenberger Zeder, sent the message to the Yecheskel, the Shinovarov, maybe this Yidin moving now from Europe to America, maybe we should go, and they remembered, Chassidim never remembered the story. The Satmarov writes the story of the Sport Machine in Shal Yisrael, and he writes he never remembers his father, Chris Yontif, who was frequently in sons, telling the story. But it's brought down in many Mekhaimis. So the Gorlitzer wrote this reminded his brother, the Shinyeva, of what the father said, what the Mekhaim said, and he sent it also to Kshaner, the brother of Kshaner, and the Yecheskel said, we taka should go, but I've been le'esik nosa, I'm coming to Koyach, to schlep to America, to start everything from afresh. But that was Yedua, that America is the last beer, last klippa. But it's the klippa of Moisris, it's the klippa of Pa'ur. You don't got to be a genius to work out if you know what Pa'ur is, and you know whatever, what America is. There's no busha, it's the places. And that is the idea that the Seif Yomam, there's this chabros of klippas Edoim with Yishmol. It's already Merumas in Ramban, the four Melochim with Avram. The Sidal Melech Goyim, plural. Plural means what? Many goyim. America is a cosmopolitan place, despite what the present incumbent president wants to do. It's a different. I'm not getting involved. If you understand what I'm saying, now you understand the politics perfectly. Politics is gematria moly. Work it out. All right, Albert. You understand a lot of things in life. What's going on in the world? America absorbs the klippa of Yishmol, which is the znus, which is the promiscuity, and when you give a shtempel to everything, which is a te'eva, upside down, right? And that's the into Olam Shona Nefesh, you see that there's the lowest of people, lowest of neshamas, there's the lowest of zman, there's the lowest place in Mokim, and the avoida is to be mevaret. And this is the is alluded to. There is a famous Gemara, Loy L'chinam Holach HaZarzir Eitzel O'Irv, which in Megalamukhi is, I don't know how you translate Zarzir, if anyone could help me, I would be greatly appreciative, a type of bird. Bird, in English, has an expression, birds of a feather flock together. Megalamukhi says, the Zarzir is the bird that represents Yishmol. And Zarzir and the O'Irv, which we know is Edim, I want to give a whole shmuz. That's why in the second base of Migdash, there was a kalya oirev, sticks out of the, it shouldn't be, the oirev shouldn't come with shrots and matam in the base of Migdash. Dafka in the second base of Migdash, Marimar Kot in the place was not in the first base of Migdash, because the first base of Migdash was not the Golos, going to end in Golos Edli. Whatever, the whole shmuz in that, not in Kamagam Mashiach as well. Interesting, in the Perek Shira, which became very popular in the last few years, in Perek Dalet, it says, what is the Shir of the Zarzir, this bird? Right, pasuk in Yeshaya, pasuk says, "V'noida bagoyim zaram ve'etzo ayam b'sicha amim kol re'ayam yakirum kihem zera beirach Hashem." Why is this the tefillah of the Zarzir? That a person looks at the Zarzir looks at Kal Yisrael, and at Kent he recognized that Kal Yisrael is zera beirach Hashem. What does that got to do with the Zarzir? B'dafka, the whole svarim today built on the Kabbalah Shira to explain it. I'll tell you a word from a Ram Shor. All over the place. He writes in Sefer Yetzirah, explains what is the uniqueness, the distinctiveness of Chodesh Adar. Himlich ois kuf b'tzchoik. The Eber took the letter kuf, planted it into tzchoik. Tzchoik means laughter. And dogim ba'olam. And odar bashon, in time. I'm not a simple guy, I'm a rabbi of holy law, I'm not a Kabbalist, but what does this mean on the simplest level? So Ram Shor teaches, the Eibishter gave the koyach of Kuf. Everyone knows from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalet, Kuf is the inyan of Kedusha. The Eibishter was mamlich Kedusha into Tzchoik. And we'll soon see what this means in our Avodah Hashem, in the Avodah of Od. Who do we know is a laughing person? Hello, Earth? In the Chumash. Remember, there's a guy called Yishmol. Hello, who is that? By it says in Pesach, "Vateira Soras Ben Hogar Amitzus Ashiol Avram Mitzach Elacht." The whole mitzius of Yishmol, who's full of tumah, right? Where does it come from? In a letz, he's mitzach. He doesn't take life seriously. Life is fun. You know what the word fun comes from? A Middle English word, funen, which means be a fool, to fool yourself, or to try to fool others. There's a world of difference between what Goyim call fun and endless simcha. Right? Everything by him is a lechter. The opposite of Yitzchak, which is schoik polosh and osit. Oz yimol le schoik pin. There's a geula, a person has kirvas likim. Then there's endless simcha. Right? The Remendel Shklover, the Talmidei Hagro says, schoik, which is 414, is Gimatria Tugo. If a person sits and pursues fun, amusement, you know, all these distractions, all these Mishigasin, Soifei is Tugo. It's a bitter goal. Right? What is the word I say? The Baba Rebbe always say, the Rapshitzer, the bitter, the finster, the Achleisnishwat, is the Welt for Divas Ligenir, or the Lichtig, the Tire is the Welt for Divas Ligenir. Oh, but a person cuts in materialism, Yishmol, and sucht schoik, and that ends with atzvus and merirus and tuga. Interessant. If you take the word schoik, yes, you with me? Yeah? 414. And you add the letter kuf, kuf of pei, 186. What do you got? 600. What is 600? Says the Gro in his Birur on Agodas Hashas, my word from Gon, right? On your tefillin, you may remember this morning, you're supposed to look at it actually before you put it on, two shins. Two shins is from the word sos, from the root word of sosin. When a yid has emesa, when it's dovuk in the Eibishter, which is chabrus of tefillin, then he has emesa, he's sos on the yichilim resecha, he has only joy. And that's Pshat, the Gemara in Brachos says, famous story, Abaye was sitting before Rova, the Chasana, Chazad Havik Abotuch Tuva, he's in a Freilich Amud, Emechlach Lebedi. Omer Lehi says, Vigilu Beroduksiv, you have to rejoice with fear, with trepidation. Omer Lehi, I'm not Tfilin Malchono. I'm wearing Tfilin. What does Tfilin help? Right? Because Tfilin means that a person wearing Tfilin, his Simcha is from the Tzad of Kedusha. Because tefillin prepares a person that his simcha shouldn't bring to prikus ol, shouldn't bring to ha'ilus, shouldn't bring to the opposite of kabbalah sol. Therefore, it's also connected to sos in zumila, which is the opposite of yishmol, which is prikus ol. Interesting. The word v'ahavto is Hashem alikecho. What's the gematria of v'ahavto? Also 440. Hello, the opposite of schoik and tuga, right? That's why it says when you add the kuf, the letter kuf, to the 414, the tuga, the schoik, you get 600. That's why the zarzir, who is the zarzir who went to the oiriv? That's Yishmol, right? Hello, I didn't tell you the famous meyach. Lusha. No. My dear sweet holy friend, right? When it says, Eisov Edoim is the Oyriv, for 101 psukim. An Oyriv, every day in Davni, you say, Oyriv Hashem Yikrov. Rashi just goes, Oyriv is an Achzor Albon. That's it. Achzorius is the Teva of Edoim. The Zarzir, who's look in Balaturim, in Vesa Oyriv. Yeah, he says the gematria. I can't remember. That refers to the zarzir. Zarzir is gematria oyrev l'minei, something like that, right? Anyway, so the zarzir plus oyrev, by the way, is gematria Shabbos. I'm not trying to elaborate. Yeah, it's sachsen rebbedisha here. Anyway, when you say kiddush, how many words are there in vayichu? I've told you this 100 times. 35. How many words are there in the bracha? 35. How much is 35 from 35? You're a mathematician. 70. Right? Why 70? Because you can get the 70 umas. There's 35 mitzad hayamin, yishmol. There's 35 mitzad hasmol. What does Shabbos do? The Yishma'elim's, the day of rest, is when? Friday. The Notzrim, the Bnei Edoim, their day of rest is when? Sunday. What does Shabbos do? Remember, it says, Vayivoser batovach, Eila and Eila, 35 and 30. Hello, Brisbane, I'm sorry, I'm like, school child, yeah, remember this thing? Yeah. The idea of Shabbos separates between the Yamin and the Smol, between Yishmol and, right? Yeah, that the Hasr Satan, Milfon Neinu, Mechreinu, right? Yamin and Smol. Okay. That's the Zarzir in the Uyr. The Mishnah said the Gimatria Shabbos. Anyway, ain't coming, coming. Zarzir is Gimatria Mashiach Ben Dovet. Because when you mahapich the schoik of Yishmol, which is schoik of Klippa, into a simcha of Kedusha, because you have the sasin, the sas, which comes from the tushinin, where is Makabal? The roch amnei ha'oretz, kishem Hashem nikro lecha, that's why it's called the shin, How do you spell shin? Shin yud nun. Shin yud nun stands for shem havaya nikro. Hello? Then the Yoram Mecca, you saw even the Zarzir realized Kihaim Zera Berech Hashem, Kihaim Zera Berech Hashem is Gimatria 600, which is Chaykim the Kuf. Therefore comes there's Chaydish Aodor Mashmim Al Ashkolim Al Akilayim. Itaka, you have to have Shkolim is all about Nedivus Lev and Avo. Or don't make the mistake of kilayim, which is mixing psoilus with kedushin. God, the kilayim is in the trikim, that in form ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishkim is Rosh Tevis kilayim, and that's the inyan of tefillin. Tefillin is the klizayim, the arms of a yid against a molek, against yishmol kiyadua. You remember the pasuk yad al case yudke. So what's missing when a molek is in the world? Yidnar and galus, the vavke of the shem avaya and the aleph of kisik. Evil emotionally, aleph of you. Yeah. What is the clip of mamish of Amalek? Gaiva. Yeah? Gaiva. Gamalek is match your role and 1,000 other things. Yeah? What is the clip of what does Gaiva bring a person to? Taiva. As the house Bishvili Divra Oilum, Kimashmoi. So I have a scoopnir. Have a, you know? Gaiva brings to Taiva. Therefore, Amalek, Yimachir Ram, brings to Asher Korch Baderech Tum. Kiduin Svarim. Which the Proteus, that's Amaita, Ed, Yishmol is Taiva, and Edoim is Gaiva. What do you find unique? It's very interesting. I never thought about it before. In Gaiva and Taiva, they both have an Aleph Hey, Aleph Vov Hey. Norvaz in Gaiva, it starts with a Gimel, which is Mechasa on the Aleph of Yud, the Kisei and the Shem, the Shlomos Hashem, the Yiskad of the Shmeid Abba. And in Taiva, you have a Tuf. What's a Tuf in the Gimel? Make believe your life. Make believe. No. God. What is it? 403. What's 403? First thing comes to mind. Oh, come on. Come on. Chevra, chevra. How many words are there in Tefillin, the Arba Parashas of Tefillin? 403. The Rambam says this. Hello? Remember Esav came to fight against, yeah, hello. And they say, and the Al-Kurveni brings between the Gal Yerozio, that there's 400 chayolim of soldiers of Esav, plus the three letters of Ayin Shin Vav. How much is 400 plus 3? 403. Kineged Zeh, you have the Tfilin, the Tag Tevis in Tfilin, which is Megan, the Klizayin against Esav. Are you with me? These are the two things, Gaiva and Taiva, which push the Eibishter out of the world. The Gemara said, "So you said about Gaiva, the Eibishter says, 'Ein ani yehuli b'chayim loder.' By Taiva, it says, 'Vel yirab b'chayir v'stovar v'shav me'acharecha.' The Shechina leaves. You with me? The opposite of that is, I'm not filling manchana. That you have schoik of simch of kedusha. With different the Rambam, Loshna Rambam, in the Sefer Dalit, because Tfilin Merhi the Rambam fits in Mamish, like as the Rambam was a Chassidish Rebbe. Kedusha Tfilin, Kedusha Gedoylihi, she calls man, she had Tfilin al Rosh, she shall Odom, a person's wearing Tfilin shall Rosh, shame of Ayanikr, the Shin, how are you, Ono Viore? Listen, hello? Ono Viore, the opposite of Taiva and Gaiva, the Einle Nimshach, Beschoiku, Beschichichichich, but Taylor when you're wearing Tfilin, the Einle Maharu, Machshav, is Ros. Hello! Is the Haraya person who speaks about business and wearing tefillin? So Rambam says, she calls man she tefillin al roish shel. Oh, is the Haraya person who speaks about Mathelim with tefillin? That's plucked in the Rambam. And because the BMS is, Kedusha's tefillin is really a hemshif from Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. I've discussed this many times. Asher al came by the Beis HaMikdash, there's the Indian of Visham Navotcha, Biyira, Ishtachavoyo, Bittel, etc., etc. Okay, whatever. Hello? I've said many times before of the Gro. In a Ksaviyat, Sportan Sforum, Rav Erlanger brings it in Sefer Rechaim. It says a Kferlich Apostle in Tilim, Ayin Tess, Somu es Yushalayim, Le'im. Ayin Yud Yud Mem. Stands for Esav Yishmol Yeshu Mechamut. Right, they destroy Yerushalayim because the basmas is gematria, etc. Mendel Shlover is see on Yerushalayim. The opposite, this chibur of Edom and Yisrael, the Seif Hayomiv, is al Hashem val Mashiach. That's against kedushas Yerushalayim, kedushas Beis Hamikdash. You don't got to be a genius to work out that actually Yerushalmi, that a Bavli, the Gemara Megillah, kishazek comes and noyful oimel el yemotz, right, and that refers to Kesari bas Edom, shijichenes ben achoylis, right. The he hoyse yose to cool Yisrael. It was like a shtech, a yose. Says Remendel Shlover, Talmud Hagro, yose, you tough dalit, is also the gematria of 414, which is gematria Yeshu Muhammad. Which is gematria schoik, which is gematria tuga, all these negative things. And therefore, in the Psalm, it says when Mashiach comes, in the beginning, that the there'll be gerim grurim. And they'll want to chaperayim. They'll put on tefillin b'roisheyem and tefillin b'yodeyem u'mezuzas b'bigdeyem u'mezuzas b'pischeyem. And then there'll be the war of Gog u'Magog. And they'll say, what if you come for Hashem v'al Mashichoi? And mitamol ois tefillin, whatever. Grab the diuk. When the goyim are putting on tefillin b'seif hayomav, it says first they put on tefillin shel rosh, and then tefillin shel yad. The order is every school child knows, every bar mitzvah boy's tefillin is, first you put on shel yad, then shel rosh. Because putting on tefillin shel yad and then shel rosh is the inyan of nasa finish a goy, that's bittel. From a vatel yourself to the rotzon abayir, a goy is not shayechzit. Nasa v'nishma, you don't got to be a genius. The gross says in Ariba Mekoymes is Esav and Yishmol. Esav is the word osui, Yishmol shoma. Hello, nasa the when yidna makabel teremitzes is nasa v'nishma. That's the bittel of Esav and Yishmol. That's again, that's the tkuf against bosmas, etc., etc. Hello? What does that mean for us in our practical avodas Hashem? Let's go back to Shkolov. Bekitzer, I have no time to elaborate. Bekitzer. How much did Haman give? Aseret Elafim Kiver Kesef. Which Tosfos says in Mechuvin Keneged? The Machzor Shekel. Aye, in the Torah says Machzor Shekel was Meyer Kiker. 100. This is 10,000. Hello? Bit of a discrepancy here. Okay, question number one. Question number two. It says by when Eliezer went to the Shlichus, Vayhi kasher kolo agamolim lishtois, Vayhi kasher ish ayi Eliezer, Nezem zov ubeka mishkoloi, he took a nose ring. Guy Bubba walked around with a nose ring. The hippies and Gina Mill walk around with a nose ring. Eliezer gave a nose ring to Rivka for a nose. Beka mishkoloi. Why a beka, says Rashi, it's chazal. Keken machzor shekel. And then he gave her state smidim al yodeh, eser, whatever. It's connected to sheluchas, that's mutzmadas, and that's eres dibros. Could you explain me why all tayag mitzvahs Eliezer had to give a remez for the matzah shekel? And that's before the luchas abris, which is like basic Judaism? Okay. Next it says, question number three, just. Says the Baal Turim of Bukayu. I said this already a few weeks ago. What is split the sea? In the schus of Bekel Agogulis, in the schus of Machzor Shekel, in the schus of. Hello? In the schus of. Vayivoka Atzeul. The Akeda. So you have the Akeda. And Machzor Shekel, which is the schus of the Vayivaku Amayim of Kriyas Yamsuf. What? And the Yishalmi says, Kol Over Al Pekudim, Kol Over Al Yama, enter across the sea. What in the world does Machzor Shekel got to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? You should know the answer from a Shira given Parash Peshach. Anyway. Says the Maralmi Prague in Gur Arya, I'm moving to Gavor, please say. Eliezer sees Rivka. She has an outstanding trait. What's the outstanding trait of Rivka Yemenu? Gemilas Chasodim is one of three amudim that Kol Yisrael stands on. That's the middle of Amavinu. There's also Avoido and Teir. The Teir Avoido Gemilas Chasodim. So he says, "Alf getting fine, Rivka, this Avoido Medela, you're a zivik for Yitzchak, Aber." There's two other areas of Judaism. One is Avoido, which is Merumas in Shkolim, Karbonas, right? Which is Avoido of Yitzchak, Oilu Tzmima. And the other is Teir, Yankiv Yishtamesh V'Holo. And the order is Yitzchak Yankiv. Yes? And therefore you understand readily the Kitzur, right? That therefore Shkolim represents Yitzchak, Pachad, Gvura, Machzor Shekel. How much is half at 430? We said 215. I haven't changed the mathematics. How much is 215 in Makoil 216, Gimatria? Yira, Gematria Gvura, yeah, hello. Which is the Avoid of Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak, hello. Now you understand that in the Schus of the Akeda, which is Pachad Yitzchak, in the Schus of Machzor Shekel, which is the Bechina of Yitzchak, the sea split. We said last time that Reb Chaim Vital writes that the four elements, Mayim is Keneged, Taivus HaTanugim, Kiya Mayim Atzmir Lomini Tainu. Anyone ever learned Tanya Perek Aleph? Hello? So, Vayivaka Maya means that the Ava, the brand, the age, the passion of Yiddishkeit, it makes the sea dry. It dries out the sea. That's the schus of Mesirat Nefesh. And therefore, the avoid of Matzah Shekel is to give over one's Ava and one retain this to the Bashef. And therefore, Yitzchak is the only one of the Avas that you find Bepoil, he got brachas. Which bracha did he say? Vayimotze Be'eretz Ahi? Me'yashorim. There's 100 gates. Therefore, how much taka did the Yidden give in Pasuk, Machzor Shekel, which is the Savoid of Yitzchak? 100 kikr. How much is 100 times 100? 10,000. So also, the Machzor Shekel, Hiklim Shkolim Lishkolov, and that destroys the Shkolim of Haman. Right? But the point I'm trying to bring up practically is, the Emes famously brings Chayiv Inish Besume Bepuri. I say every year Besume does not mean, as some people in Manchester or other places think, it means to act, go in the street and act like a lunatic and make a Chil Hashem and stand on your head and go crazy. Besume is Rashi Tevis, but the Emes from Tzadikim. Somar mipachtecha besori mishpotecha yoresi. Purim is a day, or leading up to Purim, of simcha mituch yira. The Alter Rebbe said, "Ad lo yoda Purim, a yid has to know, has to have a yid chibur to the inyan of loy. So there are things in life which are prohibited. There are gvulus on my kodesh baruch hu by lomi. Therefore, you find by Yishmael, Garesh Yisra'amazoy, says about the Mesoira, Garesh Leitz, and therefore Garesh Yigarshenu, which is the Indian of Geula, as it says by Mitzrayim. And that's the Avoida of Purim. It says impossible. We said this morning, we say every day, Pitachto Saki, Vatazveni Zimcha. This was Emes brings, you heard from Zayda, the Chusharim, the Eitzahara has a Zak. And he has a separate sack for everybody. And if you're nichnu to the Eitz HaHara, you go around in the Eitz HaHara's sack. He got a Beis Asurim, a prison. If a person goes to Cheirus in Beis Asurim from the Eitz HaHara, Pitach to Saki from this sack, then you have Simcha doesn't come from acting like a fool, from being foolish, from Simcha comes Vat Pitach to Saki. There's a pasuk in Hoidu, in Kuv Zayin, we say Friday before Shabbos, in Bashem Tov. It says, "Ki hisbiya nefesh shekeiko, v'nefesh re'eva milita." What's this word shekeiko? It's a very interesting word. So I'm sure it's a meridic word. B'chal in shekeiko in sack is the first. Very often in Lashon HaKodesh, you have a word, the same verb means one thing and the opposite. Dvash means something sweet. Hidbish means sour. And there's many, many dugmois. Sheirish. Sheirish means a root. To be master of something, it means to be oikum in a sheirish. Wah? You say shame. Shame means the name is the premius of somebody. Nefesh chayush mei. Shmomo means faker. You've destroyed the premius of something. Sheikeiko says it, I'm sure, from the word sak. When you go out of the sack, that's one of the Yoytzi Beis Asurim, one of the Kolachayim Yiduch HaSelo, then you have to give, and therefore the idea of Purim. By Purim is the idea of, is connect Adar B'chal, connect the Yosef and so on, and so on, many places for Emes, right? One of the Ramos of his brought in Sfas Emes for Chayim Yishul B'sumi B'Purim is by Yosef. It says, Vayishtu Vayishkuru Imoy. On Purim, a Yid could eat and drink and rejoice together with Yosef in the middle of Yosef Atati. It's gewaldige madrege. Imoy. Not like being a machine. Imoy. I cry for whatever, for the Talmud Lachanavshi. And all I'm telling you this is, I have no time to elaborate what I want to speak about. I'm not one to give Musar, whatever, but you should know, if anyone here needs anything for, I don't know, Bon, Chayim, Zuyna, Einiklach, I don't know what you need, Parnosa, whatever. If you're a person who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, you know you're assured for whatever. There's some people don't know what's going to happen tomorrow to them. That includes most of the mankind who are not Nevi'im, right? If people would know the godless of this coming Shabbos, it's awesome. First of all, it's Shabbos Shkolim. The Spinka brings all that, since the Shkolim is the Yisoid for Karbonis, and Karbonis is the Yisoid of all Tefillah. On this Shabbos, you could daven to the Bashefer, you could achieve what you can't achieve at any other time. All the nisim, the flois, by tzaddikim, this Shabbos was gewaldig. It's the Shabbos of Shkolim. It's the Shabbos of the end of Shoilim. That's for, in every other area of life, you could fool people. Torah, I got to go and tell you with Rabbi Google, you got the right forum, you got to go and Ibernach. With a void, you can glance him at the Uyghur and the mate of Zagoth Uyghur Hashem. You have a big check, right? Or I know Zachtus. On the sixth meter, till the sixth meter, you can't fake anybody. This is a Shabbos, a tikkun for hours, and I call Hoyle Chacharachitzum. And it's also Shabbos, Bevorachim Chodesh Adar. It's the Eber Shal Taka Helfen. I say every year, Mishenichnus Odor Marbin Besimcha. Mishenichnus Odor in Sfar Makdashi to the Hashem to the Sfemis. Not that when Odor arrives on your calendar. Mishenichnus Odor, when Odor comes into us in Ramachi Vorim, and Shesagidim, then we're Zoycha, that's the Bameh Torim, Keren Shal Yisrael, Bechitisa, said in Sfar Makdashi. Keren Yisrael in Makoyel is Gimachia Malchus David Ben Yisha.